Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Hi, it's Janine Vosper here, and welcome to this episode of the We Are Women podcast. I have a lady I met many years ago, and I've caught up recently and went, I haven't had Jeanette on the podcast. So welcome, Jeanette. Jeanette is the winner of the SEO Consultant of the Year for 2020 in the Australian Enterprise Awards. And Jeanette Camilleri, I'll add the surname now so you know who we're talking about, heads up the front page SEO on Brisbane's Bayside. While the SEO industry is currently unregulated and has a tarnished reputation, Jeanette stands out for developing her own methods, which focus on transparency and accountability to her clients. As a qualified teacher, her career has come full cycle as she has recently expanded into teaching SEO to enable business owners to manage this aspect of their marketing and confidence. Welcome to the podcast, Jeanette. So great to have you on.
Lovely to be here. Thank you, Janine.
And we just had that little brief conversation just before we came on, and SEO is something that's in front of my world at the moment. So this is just beautiful timely, and I think it's one of those conversations where people go, oh yeah, something I should know I should do, but I have no idea what I'm doing. And then it just goes out the window. And then
too hard basket.
Absolutely. So tell me, how did you get into doing SEO?
Oh, it was a long and winding path. As you mentioned in the intro, I started out as a qualified teacher and taught in the classroom for 3 months. And then realised
I had time to teach in the classroom.
I know. After I'd done all the study at uni and everything, and 3 months, I think I knew within the first day I was so not cut out for it. To the point where I love teaching, but I like teaching people who want to learn and who are engaged. And kids probably aren't that in primary school, to the point where I went, okay, after 3 months, I'm like, I'm getting out, I'll go do something else. And so went into accounting type roles, which anyone who knows me will think that's really hilarious. I'm actually at heart, I'm a writer. I've always written, started off with letters, pen palling, started freelancing for magazines when my children were small, and went from that, got involved in copywriting, editing a small magazine, went into a job in corporate communications, learned all the digital skills, and then I got made redundant.
As happens to a lot of people along the way, isn't it? It can be a real catalyst to then, stepping out on your own? Is that what you did?
Exactly. I'd had not the best boss. I really loved it. It was my dream job when I got it back in 2006, but nothing stays the same. Things change, bosses change, the role change. So when I got made redundant, of course, it was completely unexpected, and I was completely devastated. And I came home and I said to my husband, I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to offer digital marketing and writing and copywriting from home. And I think he would have said yes to anything at that stage because he could see I was miserable. So me and all my wisdom was good at what I did, had no clue how to run a business.
That is something that I work with people when they're first starting out doing that, because it is a big step, and it's amazing how women, we don't value it, the information we know and have enough, but when we do take that step to set up business, we're good technicians usually, but it's all the stuff behind the scenes that we need to get right to be successful and to be in business. So you've been in business for quite a long time.
Coming up 10 years, so obviously I learned somewhere along the way.
I think that makes you about 4% I think it might be 14 years, it's 4% of the population, and they're still in business. And I had heard these stats yesterday, and they've gone in one and out the other. And then it was 7% after 7 years are still in business. So wow. Congratulations, Jeanette.
Well, thank you. Well. Technically, if you were to look at the way the ABS or whoever counts the stats, they would probably think my first business was a failure, because I took on a business name and realised very quickly that it didn't fit what I was doing. So I've actually changed my business name twice in that 10 years. So maybe in the stats, those first two businesses look like failures. It was always the same business, just you can't change your business name. You have to cancel it and get a new one. So that's interesting, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't realise.
And now it's front page SEO, which
is indeed
exactly what you do. And that's something I encourage people to look at, their business name. Sometimes this and their pictures, you know, the whole thing, but they're so ambiguous that people go, I don't know what it is, you know, that, yeah, it's such an important factor. And congratulations. That's a great business.
Thank you. I'm quite chuffed with myself that I came up with it. We were in 2014, it became Front Page Web Writing, because at that stage I was very focused on writing copy, particularly for websites. And over the years, I kind of moved more into the SEO side of things. There is a lot of copywriting in SEO when it's done properly. Mm. And over the years, I kind of began feeling that I needed to change the business name to Front Page SEO. But because of my SEO background, I also knew that when I did that and I had the new URL, the new domain name, it would mean losing all the SEO goodness that I'd already built up in my brand. So it was a really big decision. A bit over 12 months ago, I went, I just have to bite the bullet. I just have to do it. And I knew how to make it rank as quickly as possible after that. But it's taken probably a good year to build up that again. But so worth it, because now the business name does reflect exactly what we do. And there's a lot of SEO benefits in that too.
Yeah, no, brilliant. And that's the thing, is it's taken you a year and you know what you're doing.
Yes.
The thing is that a lot of people don't realise, and that's one of the reasons I think people give up and go back to get a job, is because they don't. There's very few overnight successes. Most of it takes, you know, that work, but the work and perseverance, but to be able to work for yourself and set your own hours and do your own thing is so worth it in the end. You know, it's.
I think so.
Absolutely. I've been doing it now for a very long time and I love it. But it's that, it's being patient with yourself and not expecting things to just be this big dramatic change
overnight.
Good luck if it is, but it's that to pull back on the expectation, I think.
I know I've said to my husband, because it is nearly 10 years, I've said to him, I feel like I'm right at the beginning of my business and setting up the foundations and working crazy hours. Mm. And he's like, but you've been doing this for so long. I'm like, yes, but it wasn't a business before. I successfully created a job for myself, but right. I wanted to turn it into a team and more of a business. And I came across a quote the other day, which I absolutely love. And this is why I'm working the crazy hours. It's entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't.
Yeah, I love it.
And I thought that's brilliant, because okay, yes, people are probably thinking, what are you doing, Janet, working silly hours and setting things up, but I know it's not forever.
Mm.
And then I'll reap the rewards.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know for me, you know, we've always sort of traveled, like that's my big passion. That's why I work. That's my personal why. And now we've bought a caravan and we've got a whole lot of stuff planned and monthly. But and people go, you're always away somewhere. They've always done it anyway, but now it's even more so. Always away somewhere. And I said, yes, that's the purpose. I don't mind the hours I put in when I'm sitting here in front of the computer. Or in front of standing in front of, you know, delivering a training, because it's the life that it brings you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So and that's the beauty of your own business.
Yeah, and I'm prepared to make that sacrifice now, knowing that over time things will change, and it will get a little easier and I'll have weekends again.
Yeah, I think that's a great lesson, and it's not talking about SEO, but it's a great lesson for anyone listening to really understand that it's mm-hmm. to put in the work, you know, that it's that consistency that pays off. It definitely, mm-hmm. and that's part of with SEO, isn't it? It's consistency.
Exactly. Consistency, patience, perseverance, all of that. Funnily enough, my surname Camilleri, the family crest and the family motto, as you would imagine, family crest is of a camel, Camilleri, mm-hmm. and the motto is patience and perseverance.
There you go.
Trivia for you.
Excellent. Oh, I love that little bit of trivia too. There's some famous Camilleri names around as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The musician.
So tell me what problems people have when it comes to SEO, apart from, okay, so we've got past the I don't want to know anything because it just seems too hard. The what are problems when people are thinking, right, I've got to really address this and they want to do some things themselves, but what do you see as the problems that come up first?
Well, the first one is they don't know what SEO is. A lot of people, if you say SEO, are like, what? And even when you say search engine optimization, they're still looking at you blank faced, like, what? So people just don't understand what it is. They don't understand the benefits of it. They don't understand how it works. And it's like anything in life. If we don't know it, we don't understand it, we fear it. Mm. And business owners just fear it. And they know they probably should be doing this SEO thing. But what is it? Where do they start? Who do they trust? Where do they go for that information? So that's probably the biggest barrier, is people are just afraid of it and don't know what it is.
Mm. Yeah. And so we've got to the stage, all right, I sort of me half figured out what it is. You know, I recognize it's on a few different levels. It's the front of your website, the back of your website, and what you put on your website. Am I right? It's
yes.
all different components of it.
Lots of things.
It's not just words, is it?
No, it's not. Have you got time for a quick SEO lesson?
Yeah, look, let's go with it.
Okay.
Just a little general.
Very quick. Three things. SEO relies on, I think of it as like a stool with three legs, and mm-hmm. you need to have all three legs in place for it to be stable and to be working properly. If you have one leg, it's going to fall over. Mm-hmm. You have two legs, still going to be wonky. So those three legs or three things are keyword research.
Yeah.
You need to know what the search terms are people are using and whether you have a hope of actually ranking for them, preferably on the front page of Google search results, because we have a joke in SEO land, where's the best place to hide a dead body?
Well, second page.
That's it. Nobody goes there.
Yeah.
Hence my business name, Front Page SEO.
Yeah.
So you need the right keywords. Once you know what those keywords are, you need to get them on your website in strategic places. And yes, that is in your content and your copywriting and your blogs,
yeah.
but also in the settings, and make sure technically you're giving a good experience for your user. So we've got keyword research, on-site optimization. And number three is off-site optimization. And that's things you do off your website that help Google sit up and take notice and go, oh, okay, this website's important and credible and authoritative. We're going to show it in our search engine results.
Okay.
So there you go. Now you know the basics.
Yeah, that's something that people don't think about, is that off-site optimization as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, really important.
And a basic thing would be that a Google My Business. I mean, if Google's searching for you, then you really do need a Google your business, don't you?
I'm almost at the point of changing that analogy from a stool to a table, because Google Business Profile, it was Google My Business, they changed
the name.
In all their wisdom at the end of last year. Google Business Profile is also critically important. So it's almost four pillars, to be honest.
Mm.
So I need to rethink that analogy. But
it sort of is offsite.
It is important.
Yeah.
But basically, offsite optimization boils down to getting other websites, quality websites, to link back to yours, backlinks, we call them.
Yeah.
And in the olden days, yes, it was all However many backlinks you could get. Google is a bit of a popularity contest almost, you know, he who has the most backlinks wins. It's not quite like that now. Google is a lot more sophisticated, and just any old backlink doesn't cut it. It needs to be relevant. It needs to be from a quality site. So there's a lot more to it now, but yes, you do need backlinks.
So is that is, you know, I'm just thinking aloud here. If you're working with somebody in a similar or a joint venture type of business, so they're not the same business, but they combine well, mm-hmm. and you give them blogs and things like that, then they would link it back to your website. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's amazing the number of people I meet who have multiple businesses, two or three businesses, or different websites for different aspects of their business, and they've never thought to link them.
Right.
And I'm like, that is such a brilliant wasted opportunity. Absolutely. You might have a customs broker that's working with a freight forwarding company. It is a natural thing for them to link to each other. If they're referring business anyway, why wouldn't you do it on your website?
Yeah.
And it helps both of them then.
Yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. The thing is, you know, you're giving away lots of secrets and ideas here, but for most of us, I'm not going to do it. You know, as I said to you when we first had that little chat prior, I've corrected things on my website that I can do, you know, new pages and posts and things like that, and I have my VA with different keywords and so that's a little bit more than some people could do,
yes.
But it's still not, you know, the other things that they're doing, that's not the most valuable use of my time.
Exactly, yes. And I think people get really discouraged too because SEO does take time to kick in. Mm. Whatever we implement today on your website, look, if we're seeing changes in your rankings within 6 weeks, we're doing well.
Right.
Rare, doesn't always happen. You're looking 6, even 12 months. Heck, I've got a blog because I love writing. I have a blog that I do in my spare time, and I've been running that for probably 8 years now. And I've got blog posts that I wrote back in, say, 2015 that I optimized back then, and they're ranking now. Like for ages, they were just sitting there not really doing anything. And now they're ranking and I'm like, wow. So it takes a long time. The benefit of SEO, because you might be thinking, well, what's the point? It takes too long, is once you are ranking, it stays ranking for a long time, as long as you keep an eye on it and keep things optimized and whatever. Yeah. But yeah, great return on investment. You know, if you buy an ad in Google or Facebook or whatever, as soon as that ads, you stop paying for it, there goes your traffic and your leads, whereas SEO keeps on keeping on.
And that's what we want. We don't want to be the pay ads. We want to be that next slot down where it's
organic. Because most people don't click on the ads. That's what research shows.
Yeah.
I always say that when I'm doing workshops, I say to people, what do you click on? And, very few click on the ads.
Yeah, and even when it's businesses I know that I'm dealing with, I won't click on the ad because I know they're paying for that.
That too.
Yeah, so I'll go to their website and click on that directly instead. Yep. Although we had a competitor once, and one of the businesses I was GM for, and they used to do that to the other smaller businesses, was go and click on their ads all the time. It was a really crappy thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't very professional in anything they did. It was just demonstrated with that.
Unfortunately, that is very common in SEO as well. Dirty tricks and, I've seen lots of things, not just in Google ads. I could curl your hair with some of the stories I could tell you.
Yeah, it's certainly not very professional to do that. It's like anything when we have to do. So, and I imagine, you know, I probably get 20 emails a day from SEO providers from wherever in the world.
Yes.
Offering, you know, a whole lot of things and free until they get responses and all this type of thing. I imagine a lot of people may have spent quite a bit of money already on SEO.
Yes.
Not got the results or.
The funny thing is I get those emails too, which I think is quite hilarious, because they say, hi, I was on your website and I noticed you weren't ranking for blah. And I'm like, were you really on my website? Did you realize I'm actually in this industry? I don't think you did. It just makes me laugh. I get so many of those emails. Sorry, what was your question again?
I imagine a lot of people have spent a lot of money and been burnt.
People have been burnt, and this breaks my heart. I have spoken to so many business owners, and I honestly, I'm horrified by what has happened in the world of SEO over the last 20 odd years that it's been around. And this is the problem, because it is a fairly recent development. The law hasn't caught up. It's not regulated. Anybody can call themselves an SEO expert or professional. And if they can bluff their way through, they will, and people pay out money. That's the other thing that I'm really horrified by, is business owners shelling out thousands to have ongoing monthly SEO. And when we sit down and really look at it, we find that actually that very little has been done. I had a client probably about a month ago. I went and visited her, and she'd been with a really big agency and was paying a fair sum for ongoing optimization each month. And when I sat down with her and we looked at how her SEO was actually performing, which is a free service I provide people, we looked and I said to her, from what we can see here, there had been no backlinks built since you signed up with this agency about 6 years ago. So because SEO takes time, they'd set it up initially, but then they were just riding on the coattails of what they'd done 5 or 6 years ago. And in her package, it said, we do this, we do this, we do this. I can look at it as an SEO professional and go, you're not really doing anything.
Wow.
But your ordinary business owner doesn't understand that and doesn't know. And it looks good. They have this great big long laundry list of everything they're doing, whereas I look at it and go, you're pressing a button and spitting out a report once a month for how many thousands?
Yeah.
So it is a real shame. And the reason this person came to me was they weren't even ranking as well as they wanted to.
Yeah.
So it wasn't working, unfortunately for them, but now they know. And now they're getting a great job of their SEO done, if I say so myself.
Of course. look, and that's the thing, is because it is one of those things where people go, too hard basket, I don't know. A company comes along and says, here, you know, spend $500, $1,000 a month and we'll make sure that this happens. But this is, I had this conversation with someone the other day, and I said, but the important factor of investing in anything is the ROI.
Yeah.
And that's what people forget when they, not just SEO, but they pay for a monthly subscription for something, or they, you know, even join networking groups, they're not getting that return on investment. Mm. Or it takes time to recognize it. So how can you move it as fast as possible by putting the work and effort in to get that ROI? But it's because it can get really costly unless you're getting that return, and that's the purpose of it. You know, it's okay if you're going to have, you know, another more clients come to you, which give you the money, and then you go, right, this is, it's like Facebook ads, it's like anything that you're putting money into. If you're not getting the right advice and the right assistance,
you're just throwing money away.
You are.
Yes. Yeah, that return on investment is so important. And this is another reason why it's been so hard for business owners, is everybody knows, or most people know, yes, SEO takes time. So you might give an agency 6 or 12 months to bring you the results, and you're paying out during that time. And then you get to the 12 months and go, oh, okay, that was a mistake. You're not going to rush out to hire someone else to do it for you, then, are you? That's it.
Mm. Yeah, so you've been burnt by it. Is there a way people can, you know, track things themselves? Just like you said, that person wasn't tracking to see how they were going and what they were doing.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned it. I actually run a free webinar, and it's called How to Check Your Own SEO. And in it, I show business owners 3 things they can check up on to see if their site's optimized, what keywords it's ranking for, and what their backlinks are looking like. So if they've been with an agency for any length of time, you would expect fairly healthy results. So that's something that I do about every 6 weeks. I host that webinar for business owners so they can get an idea and know exactly what to look for to make sure that everything's going okay.
Oh, that's great. And we'll definitely pop all that in the course notes as well, or a link to it. I'm assuming it pops up with whatever dates it's on. So, I'll make sure I pop on the next one too. I think that's extremely beneficial, is to know how to track it yourself. Because, look, we don't have to know how to do everything, but we have to take responsibility in case everything collapses and something doesn't go right, that we've got an idea of what. When you're in your own business, it's such an important factor that you have a good idea and you just don't rely on shelving up money for other people to take on that responsibility.
That's it. Yeah. And having said that SEO takes time, can I throw an example in? A client I worked with recently, we do like a boost package with clients to get things started quite quickly. And at the end of 3 months, she had seen not only a 300% increase in her website traffic, but she was also sitting on a 300% increase in her online revenue. So, and that was in 3 months.
Yeah.
From, I think it was June to October or July to October. So new websites do take, like new URLs do take longer. Mm-hmm. But this was a website that she'd had for a few years. She'd had the business a few years, had never been optimized. And that is the difference it can make when you know the right keywords and you target them precisely. She saw the benefit straight away.
Yeah, that's practically awesome. Yeah, and bringing, in other social media like LinkedIn and Facebook and Insta, of course, that you are, if you're using the right keywords on that, does that also drive things, improve your SEO at all, or is it really very specific to Google Business and
I guess look, that is one of the linking opportunities people don't use, is when you're wanting backlinks, why wouldn't you link your social media accounts to your business website? So many people I meet, okay, they might have their Facebook business page, but on their personal profile, they haven't, in your about and your description, you can put a link to your business website and they haven't. So things like that can definitely help. Same with Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, whatever, all of those social media channels, great place to get started if you haven't already, great place to start building those backlinks.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's one of the things, and it's not what you're doing and what you're talking about, but it's one of the things when people first start their own business is thinking, all right, I've got to get a website.
Yes.
And then trying to find the most economical way, usually, to build that website. I have spoken to so many people and it's so disappointing. They spent a lot of money and they just haven't got the results. They've either got something that looks really pretty but hasn't got the tech stuff there, or it's tech stuff but not, there's nothing that is their branding or represents them on their website.
And the other thing I find is they have a website with virtually no copy on it. There's no text. It's really hard to optimize a website when there's hardly any text on it.
And that's such an important thing, isn't it? Just on the website, or is it all to do with your blogs and everything else as well?
Yeah, have a blog on your website. Great way to, there's so many benefits of having a business blog on your website. Not only is it showing Google, you're posting fresh content and you're consistent, regularly writing. Your visitors see that you're a thriving business, you're keeping up to date. It helps build your credibility, helps build brand awareness. And of course, I think of it like every time you post a blog post on your business website, it's like adding another doorway to your website. And the more doorways you have, the more opportunities, the more chances that people are going to find your website and come on in and check it out and find out what you're all about.
Yeah.
So I really encourage blogging for business, but blogging with a purpose, not just any old stuff. If it's driven by keyword research, then it can be incredibly valuable.
Yeah. And that is such an important factor. I know when I, because I've done hundreds of blogs, I send out one to my database every week, and it's all content, and usually then talking about something coming up as well, but there's a lot of content in it. And then they've copied onto both Google and onto my website also. And plus the podcast, obviously. So we can then have the program notes, which are part of what we talk about. But when I put it on, my SEO is Yoast.
Yes.
And I've got to get green smiley faces.
You and every other business owner in the world. Don't worry about the green smiley face.
I get to yellow. If I've got red,
put on you.
But if I've got yellow, I'm happy with that now.
Look, Yoast is a good plugin for SEO for people who are on WordPress, but I do meet so many people who are obsessed with getting the green light or the smiley face. And I say to them, don't, because if you're at that point, you've almost over-optimized it. I always go back to the golden rule of SEO, what I call the golden rule of SEO. Aim to please your user and not Google and the search engines.
Yeah.
And if you're doing that, you can't go too far wrong, because that's what Google, they want to please the user. So you're in alignment with their objectives and what they want to do. So yes, Yoast is interesting. When I have clients come on board that are familiar with it, I have to educate them and let them know that they have to let go of that obsession with the green light.
I yellow is great for me. I'm happy. As I said, if I get a red, I go, oh, I've got to check the grammar or do something. Yep. I'm missing something really obvious. But yes, once I've got a yellow, I'm
And the other thing to remember too with Yoast is it's AI, artificial intelligence. And at the end of the day, it's a guide. It's a great guide, but you're really better off with a human being who's got expertise and understands the nuances of language and that sort of thing. So that's the other thing I always say to my clients is just remember it's a tool. It's AI, but really it's a great guide, but that's all.
Yeah. So is that something that you do, is to be that person that goes in and does that? Yeah.
Yes. So we do all that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So that's you getting your writing, your copy stuff happening.
Because a lot of it is writing blog posts and content for people's websites. Yeah. And it's amazing how many people hate writing, absolutely hate it, which I'm not one of them. And I have a couple of girls on my team now who also love the writing. So we do that. And so the client can just go, I'm glad you're doing it.
It's interesting. Part of what I do is I set up webinars for people for exactly the same thing, who you know, to build their profile, to show their authority and their company or their business, but they don't want to do it themselves and put all actually do for them. It's one of the few things that I do for people, unless I'm really working one-on-one, but it's figuring out their problems and their clients' problems and all that sort of stuff, which I love to do. As well. And I mean, this morning, we're 11:30 now, I've already put together two webinar presentations that I can do them.
You're on fire.
Really, I can do them really quickly. So it's just getting them. There's a formula and all that sort of stuff, like everything. There's a formula and there's a way to get people to go into what you're doing. But where was I going with this? It's that enjoying doing what you're doing, that, you know, and getting someone like you to do what that for somebody else, because you enjoy doing it. As you post your business, in the world I want to spend time writing a blog on, you know, how to pull a tractor apart or that's business.
That's it. And the joy of getting a copywriter who knows SEO is they usually love research. And while I may not know how to pull the tractor apart, I do know how to go find the information and then present it in a way that people understand, and the people on my team are the same, which is great. It helps. It's been a transition going from me doing everything, but I'm also enjoying having a couple of people to bounce ideas off, and the new team feeling is awesome.
That's really great. Loving it.
And we all work remotely from home, which, I mean, people do anyway with COVID. So Yeah, for a while I was like, I can't run a digital agency. I'm just working from home. But then I realised, well, hey.
You know, that's probably one of the best occupations to have, to be working from home.
I think so, yes. Yeah. So it's worked really well. Yeah. And I get to have my cat, who you saw wander through before.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, look, it's such a big topic, and getting someone to help you do it and do it well is such an important aspect of it. And I think I'll, you know, encouraging listeners to well, the first thing, they can simply go onto the back of the website and look at what the daily, you know, track. What am I talking about? What the, you know, the statistics that come up on a WordPress site that you can plug in and look at every day. And that's just even a start to go, well, is anyone even visiting the site?
Yes.
How long they're staying here? And that's sort of thing. And then knowing that, okay, I need to get an expert, but as you said, they don't need to spend tens of thousands of dollars and figure out at the end of a period of time that it hasn't worked anyway.
Yeah, it's so sad, because I seriously have met so many people that have been burnt.
Yeah. Yeah, getting some of the trust.
That's but looking why I wear the white hat.
Yeah, I love it. The people listening can't see the hat, but the people that are going to watch this on YouTube will definitely be able to see the awesome hat. I absolutely love it. I love it. So three takeaways, Jeanette.
Yeah. Oh, three takeaways? Oh, gosh, let me think. First one is, look, SEO might be like the Wild Wild West, and you thought WWW stood for the World Wide Web. It might be like the Wild Wild West, but just like the Old West, there are such rich rewards for those who have the courage and who are bold enough to set out and find out and tap into what's available with SEO. Like, imagine getting people coming to your website, booking appointments, buying from you 24/7, 365 days a year. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Yeah, absolutely, especially when I'm out caravanning and on holiday somewhere.
That's it. And the second thing is, small businesses don't have to miss out. And that's another misconception I often come across. People are like, oh, how can I compete against, you know, all the big brands? Well, there is a way, and through SEO, we do have ways where we can get your business found. Doesn't matter if you're a small business, we can still get you great results. So it's worth investigating. If you've ever thought, I'm too small, it's not going to work for me, I would encourage people to stop thinking that.
Yeah.
And probably the third thing, of course, I have a webinar coming up, which is how to check your own SEO. So if SEO has always been a mystery to you, or you're wondering how things are tracking, maybe you've had an SEO provider before, maybe you've never done SEO, come along and you will find out how you can check it for yourself.
I think that's extremely valuable. I think that, you know, there's so much investment into websites and just sit there and have no advantage.
It's like a business card online. That's all it is without SEO.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they're really great points on it. How can people get in touch with you?
Through my website, frontpage.
Of course.
.com.au.
Frontpage SEO. I interrupted you as you were saying it.
.com.au. And, of course, we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Email janet@frontpageseo.com.au. Happy to help.
Yeah, look, such valuable information. And I know that's the type of topic that we could sit here for hours and really get into the nitty-gritty of it. But I think people need to have a conversation with you to themselves.
It costs nothing to have a chat, you know what I mean? And if people jump on our website, they will see that we do offer the opportunity for a free SEO consult over Zoom if they want to get started. So it costs nothing to have a chat. We can give you a couple of ideas. If you want to engage us, or even if you want to learn how to do it yourself, we can definitely help with that. But failing that, at least you'll have some ideas that you can take away and do yourself if you want to.
And feeling that you've got someone that you can trust behind you, I think that's, you know,
trust is
a couple of those conversations that I've had with different companies, and thinking it's just a big sales pitch.
So often the people who sell to you have nothing to do with it once you've bought. you'll never see them again.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's great. I've taken notes on things that we've been to, and I've got a whole lot of course notes, but I've been taking notes on things. Is there anything before we wrap up that we didn't cover that you'd like to add?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but if people do have any questions and want to find out more, yeah, jump on the website, send me an email.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for all of your expertise on getting onto the front page with our SEO.
Thanks, Janine. It's been a pleasure.
Wonderful. And that's another episode of the We Are Women podcast. I hope you've got some notes like I did and enjoyed learning from Jeanette with the brilliant information. Remember, you can go to my website, JeanineVosper.com, and if there's any questions you want to ask, then you can book a free strategy call. We can have a chat. If I can't help you, I have so many experts that I can recommend that will be able to assist you with how you're going, developing your business, getting your message across. Please leave, if you've liked what you've heard today, leave a 5-star review. And you can also check out just not to the audio, but the video on the YouTube channel, JeanineVosper.com. Have an amazing day, an amazing week, and we'll see you again next time on the We Are Women podcast. Bye-bye for now.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Janine's free ebook to avoid the 5 most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.